Pizza Ranch, we have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winterfest, providing something fun for people of all ages. A jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are moving forward in their attempts to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, saying he has not told the truth about border security. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is firing back, writing in a new letter that the charges against him are baseless, adding, "I assure you that your false accusations do not rattle me and do not divert me." Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust.
The White House and the Pentagon weighing their next steps in response to the deadly drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, 3 U.S. service members killed. The election board in Illinois is now scheduled to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. A South Carolina judge denying Alec Murdoch's bid for a new trial after accusations of jury tampering. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Reedsburg Police Department, officers used a taser on a wanted man on Wednesday after they say he resisted arrest. A Reedsburg Police Department officer spotted 28-year-old Troy Johnston of Reedsburg Wednesday morning on 6th Street in Reedsburg. Johnston is wanted in Sauk and Dane counties. When the officer tried to arrest Johnston, he resisted. When more officers arrived to help, they used a taser on him and took him into custody. Johnston was taken to the Sauk County Jail for resisting, carrying a concealed knife, bail jumping, and the warrants. An officer was treated for injuries suffered during the arrest. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A few off and on flurries this morning, mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
99.7.
It's 8:04 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Phil Collins celebrating his 73rd birthday today. So, of course, we're going to pull out some solo Phil Collins. I had a lot to choose from. Of course we did. Corey Hartman and his love for Phil Collins. The studio now on 99.7 Max FM.
Seven Max FM.
Should have been gone.
Steve Perry. There is O'Sherry. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, we all know that in life there are some decisions that are big and require a lot of time and consideration. Others aren't big, but those are the ones we tend to struggle with the most. And a new poll looked at the top everyday decisions that we struggle with. So here's what is probably happening as everybody's getting ready for their day right now. The first thing that we like to struggle with the most is what to actually eat. 44% of people have trouble deciding what they're going to eat on any given day. I know this is always a conundrum for me because I get kind of stuck in a rut and I start making the same things over and over because they're easy. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Or at least I need a break from it, you know? So I totally get that. Plus, sometimes my choices that I have, depending on if I have to go to the store or not, are a little limited. So I have to make do with what I actually have. It doesn't always go the way I want it to. Let's just say that.
Sometimes we're just picky, right? I mean, you just look at what's in the refrigerator and you don't want any of it.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. You want to change things up. You want something a little different. You just hope that, you know, there's little fairies out there that can read your mind and they float some different food in. That happens in our house a lot. The refrigerator is always stocked full of things. But Dexter will stand there with the door open for like an hour just staring at it. And I'm like, nothing new is going to pop out of there. So you might as well figure out what you're going to eat. Another decision that we have a hard time with on a daily basis is what to watch on TV. 40% say they struggle with that. I totally, totally get that one. Only because there's so many different choices right now with all of the different streaming platforms or depending on how many or how few that you have. And you kind of want to get to the point where you want to watch all of it, but you know you have to hone in on just one thing for at least that moment in time. So I totally get why we have so much trouble. It's like overwhelming sometimes based on how many choices we have.
If you're watching with somebody else, then you have to agree on something, and that's even more difficult.
That's why it's just easier to just watch by yourself, quite honestly. You don't get stuck with Bob Vila, old episodes of This Old House with Bob Vila. Decisions related to a hobby that you have. Another hard time we have making decisions on a daily basis. 39% say they struggle with that. I think that's interesting because hobbies are supposed to be what basically relaxes us and, you know, gets us out of our norm. Yet here we are struggling to make decisions based on our hobby. I think we can do better, quite honestly. By ourselves, you know? I mean, like, by ourselves, we should be able to do better so that we aren't struggling for something that's supposed to bring us sheer entertainment and joy. But it's hard to be an adult in this world. Let's just put it like that. What to wear is another thing that we struggle with on a daily basis. 37% of people say that that is a problem for them. Not when you just wear sweats and old sweatshirts every day. It's
like
really,
we talked about yesterday. We just don't care.
It's easy.
Comfort.
Until I have to go out somewhere. And then I'm like, oh gosh, now what do I do? What do I pull out? What am I, you know? And then I look through my closet and obviously there's a ton of stuff in there. But you get to that point where you feel like none of it's good enough or fits you right. And you just feel ugh. And you don't really want to put on the jeans because they're tight compared to the sweatpants. And I totally get that one. I totally get why people struggle with that. What to buy at the store is another daily decision that we feel like, you know, is hard for us. 36% say that that is a struggle for them to decide what to buy at the store. Now, it depends on what we're talking about. Are we talking about groceries or are we talking about shopping for something specific or just shopping in general? I guess I would have to qualify that a little more because if it's groceries, I go in prepared with a list, right? Like I know everything that I want. It's all written out. Everybody gets their say before I head to the store or before I do the online shopping. And so that is easy peasy. If I'm just there to do a little shopping and browse, I can never find anything that I want. Ever can I find anything that I want. So to me, I would have to know like what specifically what we're talking about for me to know how hard that one is.
For me, the big trip, the weekly big grocery trip, for me, it's because, okay, I don't want to spend $3,000 coming out of the grocery store, right?
Which is easy to do.
Right. So then you look at individual items and say, okay, do I want to spend $7 or $8 on right. this, or do I go with the store brand?
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
then half the time you go with the store brand, and then you eat it, and you're like, no, I should have gone with
right.
the... Yeah.
Right. It's hard. I mean, making decisions is hard, and there's so many decisions that I think we put too much emphasis on. And I think if we just kind of went with our gut most of the time, even though you're only saving a couple bucks here and there, I think if we just went with our gut, it would make things so much easier yeah. for so many of us. Yeah. Your morning routine is something else that we have a hard time with, and what to order to do stuff in. 32% of people say that that is a struggle for them. See, and I am a creature of habit, so this is not an issue for me. I wake up, I know exactly what I'm going to do, I know how it's all going to go down, I
so
know
exactly. I mean, you
I
don't
do.
Even really think about it.
It's like repetition at this point. It yeah. really, truly is. The rest of the day is what's hard for me. After I get done with the morning show, the rest of the day is what's hard for me. Because there's so many things that need to get done, or things that have to happen, or a kid that needs time invested in projects or help with something. So, and there's house stuff that needs to get done. There's laundry that needs to get done. So yeah. for me, it's the rest of the day that I have a hard time with. Prioritizing what I need to get done and who needs the help the most, or what needs to be cleaned the most. And then really just on Mondays, I start out by just making a list of everything that I'm going to do for the entire week. So like yesterday, it was literally packing our suitcases, getting us ready to go. And so doing some ironing, and then, of course, vacuuming the house, walking the dog, that kind of stuff. Today, it's going to be making the dog her food, making sure the downstairs is vacuumed, and then helping Dexter with a bunch of stuff with school. And then tomorrow, as we get ready to fly to Dallas on Thursday, it's going to be making Dexter food. It's going to be vacuuming the house yet again, because duh, Aspie hair, and then moving on with life. So I have to literally prioritize things as I go about my week. Otherwise, yeah. it would escape me really, really quickly.
Well, you're getting ready for a trip, so you're going to be heading out of town at the end of the week. And yep. so then, and see, I actually am okay with making the lists. I'm
sure.
all right with that.
It's everything else after 10 a.m. that I struggle with in life, yeah. quite honestly. This is the easiest part of my day, quite honestly. I mean, and this is a really hectic part of my day just because there's always so much going on, but it's actually the easiest part of my day because it's very routine. I know exactly what to expect until the computer decides that it's tired right. and it doesn't want to yeah. work. So I don't have to really like put too much energy into thinking things through. I mean, obviously I go through the prep, I do all of that, but at the same time, the individual steps of what we're going to do, this is the easiest part of what I do during a day. Whether we're going to spend money on something is worth it. 31% of people say that that is something they struggle with. Oh, I am the worst at that. I am absolutely the worst, right? Like there's something that I really, really want, or I'm eyeing, or I think I would like to get. I'll put it into my shopping cart online. I'll sit there with it for like 3 or 4 days. And then I'm like, no, I shouldn't spend the money. Yes, I should spend the money. No, I shouldn't spend the money. I go back and forth for days.
I'm exactly the same way.
Inevitably,
is that because we're just being frugal, or
I think so.
Think?
Plus, you yeah. feel frivolous, right? If it's, I always feel right. frivolous. Like if it's something specifically for me, I'm like, ooh, that money would be so much better spent on this, or you know, we're planning on doing this, so we'd have a little extra money there. So I feel a little frivolous when I make those purchases. But inevitably, Corey always is like, if it's something that you really want or need, go ahead and do it. Plus, here's a little trick I've learned: as long as you're not using Amazon, for most stores, if it sits in your cart for a really long time, they'll give you like percentages off of that item.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes, exactly. sometimes I equate it in my mind like, okay, I just got a 30% off coupon. It's already 40% off or whatever it might be, because this is the time of year when you get sales, right? Big ones, because they're trying to get rid of their winter stuff, bring in spring and summer. So then in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, then that's not so bad. I'm really not spending as much as I was. I don't know if I'm just trying to rationalize it, if I'm actually saving money, if it makes me feel better, but inevitably I feel like I can, you know, like actually do something about it when I have sure. so much percentage off. How to organize your day. We were just talking about that. 25% of us struggle with that. Yeah, I don't need to rehash. Again, easiest part of my day right here. That's because there's nobody else involved. Aspen's asleep in her kennel. Dexter's still in bed. Once he gets up here in about a half hour, he's going to take care of his own stuff for a while. See, so there's nobody else involved either in the morning show. It's just you and I. I got that. then I have to go upstairs and I have to deal with everybody else. They're the ones that throw a wrench in it.
So how does your decision making, I'll talk about something that's totally job related here. Is it easy for you to find the things that we're going to talk about on the air? Or do you have to make some big decisions on that too?
It depends. I mean, it depends, honestly, because we have a couple of really amazing prep services where we pull a lot of things from, right? And so there's some stuff that I get the basics from, but then as I start reading it, I'm like, ooh, I should go find out more about that so we can have a better conversation about it. Some days our prep is so full of good stuff that I'm like, ooh, how do I figure out which is going to be the best? So it's literally like flipping a coin, right? Based on what we're going to talk about. Some days it's hard pressed to find good stuff. There's just not always good stuff
out
there. And
in January, it's
exactly
more difficult.
Exactly. So some days I'm a little bit more hard pressed. Some days I am like, ooh, I don't know where to go with this. Like, should we do this? Should we do this? Which is why I get up at 5 because, well, actually I get up at 4:30, but I'm very indecisive, and that's why I have to start at 5 making these decisions because it takes me that entire hour until 6 a.m. to get it figured out, let me tell you.
Well, you want to figure it out before you go live, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you've heard me try to talk people when I'm prepared.
It's like when you stumble around and you're fumbling and everything. Yeah, you got to kind of have it planned out.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But compared to the rest of the day, you're saying that this is so much easier.
So much easier. There's way less distractions. There's way less things I have to worry about. When I say worry about, I literally mean like outside influences, whether it's the kid wanting to start to stream something, Aspen who needs an extra outside trip, whether it's, you know, all of a sudden I had this plan for dinner and Corey and Dexter look at me and go, that's not what we're doing, kind of thing.
And you cook.
Well, that's what I tell him. And usually that's what I say to Corey. I'm like, you either run to the store and get me the stuff for what you want, or you're going to buy something out because I have everything already.
Right.
You know, so that's usually how that conversation goes. He's a good sport, though. He never complains, and he'll usually either do one or the other. Now he's figured out that Uber will actually deliver to our house, and he's got a couple of favorite restaurants. Now, it's not cheaper to do it that way. Let me tell you, he doesn't care. Some days he's like, it's all about whether or not this is his decision making. Some days it's about staying inside in your comfy pants versus going outside and paying a little extra to somebody else to bring
it.
So personal hygiene, something else that we have a hard time deciding on a daily basis, like what, whether or not we're gonna have personal hygiene that day. Come on.
Should
people
I shower?
Oh man, you know, maybe it's more of a question, do I have time to take a shower today versus maybe not? I don't know. If you're really truly deciding between brushing your teeth or not, always go with brushing your teeth. If we're trying to decide between deodorant or no deodorant, go with the deodorant. I'm just saying. Social related decisions, another one that we struggle with daily. 18% of people say this is a problem for them. Like, do we really want to grab a drink with that friend or just keep flipping through possible shows to watch? That kind of stuff, or those social decisions that we have to think about. Sometimes once you get home after a long day, you don't want to leave again. That's why in my younger days, when I was actually working outside of the house, if my friend said, let's go out, I'd be like, okay, then let's do it immediately after work, because there was no way I was getting home being tempted with the comfy clothes and the couch and you know,
have
a quick
to get
dinner
back out again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was not happening. Not happening. The poll also looked at the top big decisions that we take our time with. The top 5 are buying a house, which totally makes sense, getting married or even getting divorced, having kids, changing jobs, and even moving. And those are all decisions that absolutely should require a whole lot of thought process.
You should take a little time to think about those things.
Yes, those are big ones. Those are big ones in life. 27% regret a big decision they made when they were young. 27% also regret a decision about their career. 23% regret something about their significant other, interestingly enough. And 22% regret certain parenting decisions that they've made. Oh, every day I regret some sort of parenting decision that I made, like teaching my children to talk. I still to this day, I'm like, why did I want them
that
to talk so young? Yes. Teaching Dexter to walk.
They don't exactly make it easy for us, though.
No. You know? Teaching Dexter to walk because as soon as he got legs, he ran everywhere. I also regret that decision a whole lot. But, I mean, some of those are interesting. And I think when you look back on yourself as an adult where you're at now versus, you know, 20 years from now, there's always going to be things that you regret.
Oh, yeah.
Always, right? You made some stupid decisions. You were young. Mm-hmm. You didn't think things through quite as much mm-hmm. as you do now. But everything else, I don't know. If you're regretting your significant other, well, that would be a big indicator that maybe the divorce decision should be a little easier for you.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's an interesting list, though. I mean, uh-huh. I'm glad it to is. Know I'm not the only one who frets about things all day long.
Oh, anxieties of being an adult.
That's
it's
right.
just what we do.
And I'm a natural worrier by nature. So I fret about a lot of things to the point where I drive people insane about it, particularly my husband. So he is a good sport, but I'm a fretter. I fret about everything. Like, did I do it right? Should I do it now?
Is that just a mother thing?
Maybe.
Because Chris is kind of the same way.
Maybe. I don't know. Corey says it's just an anal retentive thing. So.
Okay. Okay, we'll go with that, I suppose.
It could be that as well. I don't know. Me for specifically, Chris, I won't speak about. She might just be a fretter. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. We could still see some flurries this morning. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 37. Some gradual clearing tonight down to 28. Then tomorrow, we're going to see a whole lot more sunshine and warmer temperatures. Working our way tomorrow to a high of 45, which sounds absolutely amazing. Right now, it is 37. It's time for your community calendar. Brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winterfest, providing something fun for people of all ages. A jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. 99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:31 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Rick Springfield now, and I've done everything for you on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:34 right now. And, you know, Finn, we were talking about making some of the hard daily decisions in life. So I think we got to talk about emojis. Like when you're texting somebody, it is a hard decision to choose which one you're going to use. Creates a little stress sometimes. And now we have 118 new ones to choose from. They have officially been revealed. And they're going to be coming to phones sometime this spring, Android and iPhone users. The additions include a Phoenix, a lime, and a brown mushroom, as well as a broken chain. And there's also going to be two new smile emojis, one that's shaking its head from side to side and another that's shaking its head up and down. There's also a series of gender neutral family emojis coming, basically silhouette versions of the existing family emojis that we currently have now with various combinations of genders. Now, the other 108 are just additional versions of the people walking, running, kneeling, sitting in wheelchairs, and walking with canes. These allow them to face the opposite direction while also supporting all three emoji gender options, as well as the five different skin tones that they introduced a couple of years ago. So some new stuff on our phones. Does that mean I'm going to have to do some sort of upgrade again at some point in time? Because every time I do an upgrade, my phone does something different or things look different. Now, I was an Android user, switched to an iPhone because, well, I'm not great with technology. And people had told me that the iPhone was going to be a whole lot easier to use. I love my iPhone. My husband makes so much fun of my iPhone because it's not a droid, but that's okay. I know what to do with it. And I love it when he tries to do something on it. He has no idea what to do. Nothing. He has no idea. It's the funniest thing ever, and it cracks me up every single time. And it's not hard to use. Let me tell you, it is not hard to use. And he's pretty techie, so I can't believe he can't figure it out. But makes me happy when that happens.
It's the little things in life.
You know, when you got a spouse who's good at absolutely everything they do all the time, sometimes it's good to watch them struggle just a little bit so you feel better about your own inadequacies in life. I'm just saying. He's good at everything. He truly is. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. We are talking warmer temperatures by tomorrow. When I say warmer, mid-40s tomorrow, which is going to be insane. I mean, it's the last day of January tomorrow, right? And we're talking mid-40s? That is crazy. So we'll get into your forecast in just a moment. Mike Ganger is also going to join us for a look at local sports next here on Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Extremely busy day today around the area. The Baraboo boys swimmers will be taking part in a duel at Edgewood High School. 6 o'clock is the start time for it. Gymnastics for Baraboo is going to be heading to Wanakee at 6:30. The Badger Lightning girls hockey this evening will be hosting Stoughton out at the Pierce Park Hockey Rink. 7 o'clock is when the puck drops for that one. And then the boys hockey team, Baraboo Portage, will be going against Edgewood. Verona is the site for it. And then girls basketball tonight makes a trip to McFarland at 7:15 tip-off. Sauk Prairie this evening, gymnastics will be hosting a triangular as Monona Grove and Mount Hora will be in town. 6 o'clock is when it gets going. Girls hoops for the Eagles will be at Mount Horeb, and the boys basketball team will be hosting Lodi tonight at 7:15. Reedsburg gymnasts will be at Milton tonight at 6. RWD boys hockey team is going to be at Poppy Waterman hosting Monroe at 7 o'clock. Girls basketball for the Beavers will welcome Edgewood tonight at 7:15. And the boys basketball team heads to River Valley at 7:30. And Portage girls hoops will welcome Stoughton tonight at 7:15. The first game for the Doc Rivers led Bucks did not go the way planned as the squad falls to the Denver Nuggets, 113-107 in the final. This is the first time in Rivers' 25-year career that he ever took over a team in the middle of the season. And he says he, quote, wouldn't wish it on anybody. So it's going to take a minute. What we're trying to do really slowly is put together some of my stuff and simplify some of their stuff. Giannis led the team with 29 points and 12 rebounds. Damian Lillard had 18. Brooke Lopez with 19 in the game. Bucks fall to 32-15. Denver Nuggets have nearly an identical record, but one win better, 33-15 for the year for the Nuggets. This West Coast road trip will continue tomorrow. A big game for Damian Lillard as he'll be returning to Portland for the first time. 9 o'clock is going to be the tip-off tomorrow night. They'll then be at Dallas, Utah, and Phoenix all on the road to follow tomorrow night's game. Following a pair of victories over Minnesota and Michigan State, the Wisconsin Badgers jump all the way up to number 6 in the country. Their 16-4 record will be put up against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's going to be coming up on Thursday as the team will be making the trip to Lincoln. 7:30 tip-off for it. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few off and on flurries this morning, mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
It's 8:41 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:45 right now. And Finn, before we dive into these calendar days, I did get a message over on my Facebook page. Somebody asking if either Chris Hovland or myself have heard anything about the defensive coordinator search for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they fired Joe Barry last week, and then obviously they've been interviewing different candidates. They've got five that they are looking at interviewing right now. There were some reports over the weekend, and they've interviewed some of them already, but there were reports over the weekend that maybe a decision had been made, and Chris and I actually texted about that. We felt like that had to be a wrong report because it felt a little quick and premature, especially after the last go-around of Matt LaFleur trying to find a defensive coordinator. So I think he's going to cast a wider net this time and make it a more thorough process and, maybe put some more thought into the decision. And so far, hasn't really gone with anybody that he would be buddies with. You know, that was kind of a knock on Joe Barry, is that he got the job a little bit by default because he was a friend of Matt LaFleur's and they kind of came up together at one point in time, but not the case this time. He's definitely casting a much wider net than he did the last go around. So no news yet, but they are interviewing, okay. And it looks like maybe philosophically they're leaving the type of defense that Joe Barry had ran in the past. There's some guys that overlap it a little bit, but there's a few of the other candidates that really adapt well in the NFL to change and to things happening on the field. So a little bit of a philosophical change perhaps for the defense, but we'll see who they end up going with at the end of the day. So, but no news as of right now. Nobody has officially been hired. Chris and I text at least once a day. I'll be like, anything? And no, he doesn't have anything to share with us either. They're just doing their due diligence at this point. But thank you so much for whoever sent me a message this morning over on our Facebook page. We do have to dive into these calendar days now because there's some good ones on here. We're going to start with National Escape Day, which seems very, very nice when you consider that it's been a little gloomy, a little drizzly, a little dark over the last few days. And we're like in the throngs of winter, right? I mean, whether it's school, work, maybe bills, stress, the winter blues that got you down a little bit, this is the time when you need to escape it all. And that is on National Escape Day. It's a day for yourself, a day for your own health and well-being. You know, some people might choose to escape far away, maybe do a couple days of a vacation somewhere. Others just, want to go somewhere close by, but not worry about any of it for a couple days. However you choose, yeah. National Escape Day is the day to celebrate. I love this one. National Inane Answering Machine Day. You know, of course, we're talking about something that's completely silly and stupid. So according to the people who came up with this particular calendar day, this is a day that takes place each and every year so all of us can listen to what we want on our recorded greeting for our voicemail and home answering machines. Whatever you want, don't worry how much people are going to make fun of it. You can put whatever you want
on
there.
What you want
to do. That's right. I love that. Speaking of National Escape Day and maybe getting away for a couple days, it's also National Plan for Vacation Day today. I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself. I don't think we need an explanation of what that is, right? So wherever you want to go, warm, cold, I would suggest maybe if you're going away, it's still winter in Wisconsin, you go somewhere warm, but, each their own. We won't tell you where you got a vacation. This is a weird one, and you'd probably lose a few neighbors, but it's Yodel for Your Neighbors Day today. Yodeling is an interesting, activity anyway, and then if you don't really know your neighbors, it's kind of a weird one to just, belly up to the fence and start yodeling at them. Just
interesting is one way of putting it. Yeah.
Yes. They'd think you were insane, quite honestly. They really, really would. Or that you have the most annoying habit on the face of the earth, but they'd also be thankful that you're not just learning the bagpipes, too. So I'm just saying. And then, of course, we always like to end with a good food one. And this is one of my favorites. It's National Croissant Day today. Whether you're going to have a sandwich on a croissant, whether you just want to eat the croissant plain, I don't care. Croissants are absolutely delicious. And one of my all-time favorite things to eat. Unfortunately, they don't make a very good gluten-free version.
You don't do much of those now, do you?
No, they don't make a very good gluten-free version of them, unfortunately. But there's a bunch of places that serve different croissant sandwiches. You know, like we're talking chain restaurants. Some of them, because it's National Croissant Day, are having major specials. So if you've got a favorite one, maybe, check ahead, see if they've got something a little cheaper today for breakfast or for lunch. You always like to save a buck or two where you can. Yeah. So enjoy, though. Have a croissant. have an extra for me and just know how much I'm jealous of you eating your croissant. I'll take a look at the forecast. I really do love a good croissant. Flurries this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and 37 today. Some gradual clearing tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, sun's going to actually be out. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that comes true. The sun was so nice yesterday afternoon. I was so excited. It's going to be a little mild tomorrow as well. 45 for a high. Doesn't that sound amazing? 45. Yeah. I'm very excited for that. Right now, it is 37.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program.
In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Para bailar la bamba se necesita una